You didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Hey, Boogeyman. Welcome back to the Boogeyman Podcast. I'm Anthony, here always with Tom. Today we got a special guest for you. He also grew up in the streets of Oakland like Tom. Please welcome Backwood Bowie.
Walking across that dirt, man. I was practicing that walk on water shit.
Fucking walk on water.
Yeah, you know that Sorry? Guy.
Yeah, Jesus?
Yeah, walk on water, dude.
Walk on water, dude.
I was trying his magic trick.
You know how he does it, right? It's all mirrors. Smoking mirrors.
Smoking mirrors, smoking man. Mirrors. No shit.
Everyone's got a mirror.
Everyone, yeah. And a straw back in the day. You carried that mirror, you better have that straw.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like McDonald's.
Yeah, right. Nowadays it's just like, fuck it, let me bust out a dollar.
Dude, listen to this, boy. This ain't no shit, man. McDonald's, this was, I'm going to say, had been like this late 70s. They sell coffee every day. They had, I have one today. It was about this tall, maybe about 4 inches tall. It was a mini spoon. I mean, it held hardly anything. And that was a big thing. You buy a cup of coffee. That's how you, it was a stir.
It was instead the swizzle stick.
I don't know what a swizzle stick is, but this was like a little baby spoon. And I'll tell you, when they came out with that, everybody I knew that did cocaine, marching dust, owned one of those spoons. And finally, I guess McDonald's, you know, picked up with them and they discontinued them. Man, you know, you go to a drug raid and there's your fucking product. There's your little spoon, man. But I still have one of mine. Man, that and they used to have the bullet where you'd turn it, you'd shake it, turn the knob, shake it, turn it back, and it'd be ready to hit.
Nice.
You know, and
straws aren't that popular anymore, huh?
I wouldn't know, dude.
Because I do remember there was a point in a time in my life where
people
were just grabbing hella fucking straws.
McDonald's. And cutting them in half. It was McDonald's straws, dude. They were the best. They were the best straws. Dude, oh, shit, man. These people I used to know up in Orville, Roseanne was a caretaker of all this property. Gorky was the guy that owned all the property. And I think she's either 36 or 38. And they had this birthday party for her. And, dude, oh, my God. I mean, I never seen so much cocaine in all my life that was at that party. And then they had these guys there that were magicians. They had these people there playing like those mandolins, you know, walking around in the yard. I mean, this yard is huge. Oh, man, I mean, it was just unreal. And then they'd have these people walking around. There might have been about 20 with the bullets and platters of coke. I mean, they had this. Corky had a lot of fucking money.
The devil's dandruff.
He had that probably too, man. I mean,
the talk chalk. Sniffy Jiffy.
What did you call it back in the day?
What did we call it?
Pam.
Cocaine. You got any coke?
Yeah.
I was telling Kenny a story yesterday about Disney World. 1975, I went to Disney World. And so we get up that morning and we go into Disney World. I had a yellow tank top and it had a red circle in the center of it, you know. So go in, hang out, go back to the van, get loaded, go sneak some booze in. And I get ready to go back in, and the guy's looking at me there that's letting, you know, at the gate and says, "Hey, you can't go in." I said, "What do you mean I can't go in?" He said, "You can't go in with that shirt." The shirt, it looked like it said Coca-Cola, the way how Coca-Cola is written out back in the day. Well, instead it said cocaine, and no one picked up on it. So they weren't going to let me back in the park. because really? Of that shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a kid's fucking
It's a kid's park. Yeah. So he says you can take the shirt off and turn it inside out. But you
and
can't.
Then I might turn it right back around as soon as I get in. I swear, I promise.
I promise, yeah. As soon as I got in, that's the first time I went to the bathroom. Turn that fucker back around. But yeah, man, that was really, oh my God, man, a big thing, man.
Dude, imagine all that money they spend blowing up fireworks every fucking day.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I just drove by it the other day, like, I think Saturday.
At Disney World?
Disneyland.
Disneyland?
Oh, you're right. Disney,
Disney World.
Doing that shit at fucking Disney
World. Oh, incredible. All the all, each park, yeah, oh, has, yeah. You know, they probably, I'm going to say.
Dude, burning money.
It's, he was telling me they're getting ready to redo the entrance at Epcot. And it's something like over $2 billion.
How much better is it from Disneyland?
How much better? It makes Disneyland look like a fucking carnival.
It's huge, huh?
It's huge. It makes going to Disneyland's like going to the fucking fair out here in Pleasanton.
Except with really nice weather versus fuck you Florida weather.
Well, you got to. The fool that lives in California goes out there when it's our summer. Right. You know, from June to...
Somebody better read the book.
September. Man, you better read the book on Florida because it ain't California in September. Man, it's fucking thunder, lightning. I mean, you want to go there. Right now is probably the end of their summer. And getting ready for it. It rains every fucking day. Bully, I swear to God, dude. You see those clouds coming, and if you ain't hop, skipping, jumping quick, you're getting wet. And I mean seriously wet.
And it's so fucking humid. It oh, my God. Wet.
Dude, by the time, you know what's funny? You're soaking wet, the sun comes back out, and you're dry in 15 minutes. As if it never fucking rained.
So do you
rained.
Think that the reason why people are so fucked up in Florida, the strange things, is because of the weather. It has a certain effect on a majority of people, or maybe the morale.
It's like living in a swamp.
Or like an oven.
A swamp, dude.
With cow shit.
Oh, I don't think they got any cows there.
They got oranges.
They got oranges.
Yeah.
The cows, man, that's crocodile food. Crocodile and snakes. I'd be more afraid of the fucking snake there than the python, than the crocodile.
Yeah?
You know, hey.
So what about you, Bowie? Crocodile or snake?
I eat them both, bro. I'll fuck with it both.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah, that is food. I eat a dog, too.
That's what they're saying about you.
Yeah.
You think that crocodile's looking at you and say, oh, that's a nice person?
Yeah, that's a nice person.
That's lunch. Drag you down to the swamp. I mean, it's crazy there. I mean, it's just to live there. I mean, if you lived there and had lots of fucking money, you could have a lot of fun. You know, like go down to the Keys.
Where else would you not have fun if you had lots of money?
That's true. I'd rather be in California.
With lots of money.
With lots of money. Man, I mean, fuck, California.
I'd go to China with lots of money.
I don't know if I'd want to go to China,
What
dude.
About Mexico?
I've always wanted to see Mexico.
I hate going to Mexico with a lot of money, because then they'll take it from you. If you gotta go
you
to
think Oakland's,
if you have to go to a country where you have to hide your money in different places, like shoes, belts, pants, hats, toupee,
but that's
wherever you can stick it, keister, dude, that's not my place unless I have a friend or a family there.
That's the way to go.
No, so, I don't know. You fucking want to fuck with the federales, dude, with the gun and your
them,
fucking,
not you.
The
people you know.
Yeah. They can handle that. See, fuck, man.
I'm just saying, like, people say, like, when you go to Mexico, that, oh, they're worried about, you know, these cartels and stuff. You know, people get shot in Chicago every fucking day.
Sure.
And nobody says shit. They're going to Chicago, no problem. You think it's any different?
Hey, go.
If you're looking for trouble, you're looking for trouble.
There's always. That's it. You know, if you don't know the bad part of town, you deserve to get fucking shot.
Right.
The fuck are you doing down here? Looking for Santa Claus?
Right.
Hey, you deserve to get shot.
find the Easter Bunny?
Shit. He's gonna plant an egg in your ass.
No, Mexico's hella cool. I can do everything I do out there, out here.
It looks just like California. It's just gonna. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're on the resort. As long as you're on the resort, yeah. You're safe.
Yeah, you know, assuming, no, I like.
It costs just the same just to have fun.
I like
here.
To see the town.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But you need a friend.
That's true.
That's the important
That's
thing.
Real true.
Shit, walk off that resort.
Hell boy. No, huh, boo?
That's when you're sticking shit up, you know, places.
Hey, you ever watch that shit. Locked Up Abroad?
Oh, I never have, bro.
Have you never watched that on TV?
No, I've never been locked up abroad. And
no.
I've never watched any. I've heard of stories about people
that's
getting their...
National Geographic it's called Locked Up Abroad.
No.
Honest to God, dude.
Hey,
oh, man.
That kid know something about locked up being abroad? The Laker brother. You know, Balls. Alonzo Balls. His brother. Didn't he steal, like, some...
Oh, yeah, but that fucking, but that was...
He got off hella easy, dude. That's, how the fuck does that happen?
That was we're at, though, in...
China or something.
Yeah, China. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
those
right. That wasn't China.
Glasses?
Yeah.
If it was one of you and I,
we'd still be there.
Yeah.
Or we may not.
Or may, yeah.
Just end up disappearing.
Yeah.
Trump's got our back, dude.
You know, he wants to start a fight anyway.
He does, dude.
Honest to God.
Dude, he
wants to start a fight.
Hang, dude. That's our first president that just speaks without his fucking advisor, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck the advisor. I'm going to tell you how it is right then and there. Fuck you.
He is the middle finger.
Yeah.
He's
coming through.
My mom fucking loves him, dude. I need to put her ass on this fucking show and talk about Donald fucking Trump, dude. Holy fuck.
He's different.
Oh my gosh.
You know what the thing is about a democracy? Is that you get the president you deserve.
Ain't that I never get to vote for whatever I want, dude. It's like, fuck, why vote? Like,
I don't vote, dude. I've never voted.
Well, I mean...
You know, I think this...
If you guys, you know... Get that right taken away from you.
Yeah.
I voted every single time.
Have you really?
It's funny, I've always got it wrong.
Shit. Oh,
you should get... for...
O for O, huh?
Nah, I'm just kidding. It's not true, but somebody told me that. I think it was Kenny told me that. He's all, I voted for the wrong person every time.
Yeah. This last time would have been... They're all tough, because you know what? They're all crooks.
Yeah, I think this is probably one of the worst, like, two candidates, like, that you had to pick one from. That's
yeah.
your own fault. It's your own fault. You deserve these two shitty candidates, and that's what you get. So, there you
that's,
go.
I saw
know,
that,
you
dude.
A backwood, you know?
Fucking Bowie, man. I tell you, when he rolled
Bowie's
that
from
joint.
The streets, man.
I'm telling you.
Bowie's from the streets.
That's professional.
He brought a backwood.
You know?
It's pretty fat, right?
Billy, what's your definition of a hipster?
Hipster, cool, you know, down, knows what's, you know, in and what's not, what not to do in public, you know, just
a hipster?
Street smart kind of deal, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be looking like a jerk in front of your friends and family. You're not going to make them look like a jerk or, you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're cool. You're not going to fucking throw
something. Yeah.
My definition is hipster is somebody trying too hard to be different.
Really?
Just a little too hard to be different.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I can see how that can
that's a hipster. Because it's kind of a, you know.
It's not a normal thing.
It could be a nice or a bad thing to say to someone. Hey, you're a hipster. Or, yeah, okay. Or, hey, you're a fucking hipster, you know?
I guess it depends on who you say it to, right?
I didn't even know about that term until not too long ago. Like, it came out of nowhere, didn't it? Wasn't it from the 60s? Did they call people hipsters in the 60s?
No.
No, you guys were hippies?
We were hippies, but not a hipster.
And what was a hippie in the 60s?
Long-haired, beard, no job.
Peace.
Peace. Drugs.
Volkswagen bug?
Yeah.
I mean, Volkswagen...
A bus.
Bus.
Bug two.
Bug two?
You know.
Slug bag.
Oh, man.
That's a hippie?
That was pretty much
LSD.
You know, that was part of the refreshments.
I heard that in Hippie Hill, they had like 20,000 people on Saturday there for 420.
Where was Hippie Hill at?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yeah. You know, wasn't that at Chrissy Field?
Whatever Hippie Hill is. But I had multiple people tell me that they were thinking about going or went, and I was just kind of shocked. I was like, damn. Hella people telling me they're going to Hippie Hill for 420. Turns out 20 fucking thousand people is a lot of fucking people.
And they, yeah. For...
Boo, you went?
No.
Oh, okay. You know people went?
Mm-mm.
Come on.
I actually don't. I just came back from like a little week vacation. So,
why do you have that backwood? Is that...
Oh, so I can roll up more weed. I could pack a whole bunch of weed in here. This is almost like an eighth and shit.
It's a good answer, right, Tom?
Yeah. I've never seen that done before. Fuck, man.
Really for the streets, dude.
I mean...
It is, Tom. Where's your jar at?
What do they call them? Al Big Al's is one. Orbits, I think, is another.
What do you think of orbs?
Orbs? Bully. The little balls?
Yeah.
Then you stick in water and then they fucking...
No.
Spirits. Orbs.
Oh, fuck. Tinkerbell?
No, you orbs? Know. You know.
Tinkerbell? You know, some
people show, won't buy can a you, house. Oh, you can't show them that picture, huh? Because we're using the...
Sometimes people won't buy a house because somebody died.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a good idea. Unless it's like under 100 grand, I'm buying it. If the fucking two people died in the house, bro, I'm changing out everything.
Yeah.
Fuck, get that stank out of the house.
Check this out. Tom started working at this house.
We started working at this house. It's my friend, his wife's mom passed in the house. So passed in the house.
Automatically the house goes down.
Right.
You have to disclose that.
Well,
it doesn't go down, but you have to listen to this.
So this is what they did. The two sisters, one of the sisters took money, the other sister took the house. So nothing,
washed
you know.
It. Yeah.
Washed it. So anyway, we got the house. So now we're tearing this motherfucker apart. Mm-hmm. And, we may have been there for like 3 weeks now. Anyway, every night we leave and we lock it up, close the blinds, come back the next day. Here it comes. So, after about a week we're into the fucking house, Kenny shows up and he says, hey man. He says,
Robinson?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'll verify.
So, Kenny shows up and says, hey Tom. He says, man, the blinds were open this morning when I came in. And I says, well, dude, man, I know you shut them, you know. It happened three times. Two of the three times I was with him and knew those blinds were closed. So anyway, the tree was out in front. PG&E was going to come out to doing a service change. Had to cut the TV or had to cut the tree. And he took a picture of it after the tree.
Check your phone.
And this is what...
Is it there?
So anyway, this picture shows up.
See it?
See the orb down there, dude? This shows up.
I think it's a lady that...
So listen to this now. Listen to this, boy. Yet... Monday, we go to the house, and I go to the house Monday, and I call Kenny up, and I says, hey, dude, I says, man, you forgot to leave the lights on. The lights are off. And he says, no, Tommy, says, that's okay. He says, I came over, turned the lights off, but he says, you forgot to close the blinds again. I said, I'll tell you right now, I close those motherfuckers, because I close them in every room.
Yeah.
That's the third time. This is my third time.
But this is actually the fourth time that he's seen it.
Well, that's gotta be a fucking...
We think she's stuck in the
interdimensional. Why you saw that orb? How did you even
she
get
was taking out
that?
The trash. They were taking it to the PG&E. And it
came up. And you think it's her spirit?
Stuck in the dimensions.
How does she die? No, I don't.
She was poisoned. She can't leave the dimension because
I think she had like a like a massive heart attack.
Shady nowadays because of that shit, man.
Like, you know, insurance,
that's why I want to get killed on a job site. I'm worth more dead than alive.
I guess that's one way of looking at it. Life insurance is one of the biggest scams I've ever heard.
Oh, man.
It's really funny, don't you think? The concept.
It is, yeah.
What's the concept?
I'm paying for my dad.
Yeah, I'm paying this. I'm paying so when I die, I can benefit.
Yeah, someone else can benefit from my death.
You know.
Hell of a proposition.
I'm betting on death.
That's what I sell, you know.
Hey, it's crazy.
Hey, you know a lot about mechanics, or should I talk to, like, another mechanic? The guys hit me at $4,500 to get my fucking 65 running.
If I was to talk to anyone,
no, I haven't. But this dude, all he does is Mustangs.
Then
that's fucks with.
Then that'd be what. Then that would be a good. That's a good sign for you, because that's
he's
all.
He's worked
he does.
On my car in the past. He's legit. But
what's
I mean,
he wanting? What are you wanting to do?
I want. So right now, I don't have air conditioning in my vehicle, and I told him my main concern is I want to be able to drive my vehicle up Hayward Boulevard and pick my kids up and not fucking break down going up that big ass stone break.
Yeah.
Fucking huge, hill.
I hear ya.
So that's my main concern. I told him, hey, you know what? The second thing I kind of wanted to do was add air conditioning. I know you got something sitting around here somewhere. And he said, well, it's $500. I didn't look it up, but fuck.
Sure, but that's an aftermarket though.
His could be original, but I told him I didn't care if it was aftermarket. I preferred aftermarket anyway because it's more blingy.
I mean, if it's original, man, that's got to be a whole different dash and everything.
Oh, no, it's mounted on the bottom of the dash. You have to cut it in.
Because, the original was designed to have a console in it.
It did have a center console. It was an option. An option to have a console in the middle. But it was only a bracket with two bolts for the AC.
Yeah.
And so he's going to add a fan and a compressor.
Oh, yeah. Well, if that's all he does is Mustangs, then...
It's called ABC Mustangs on Dollar Street.
Man. Dollar Street?
That's right up here, dude.
Yeah. Remember Mountain Mike's used to be up there?
No, I just remember... I used to have a friend that... he had a body shop on that street. And this was back in the 70s. And there was a little bit more going on in that body shop than fixing cars.
That's right. So, Bowie, you get your season tickets this year?
I did.
You did? Did you think about it?
I had to think about it. I was like, fuck, it's going to be the last time they're going to be.
But you said that last year.
They're going to be there for 2 years, dude.
Dirty fucking cockroaches.
They're going to be there for 2 years, dude. They said they're a year behind on that fucking building in Las Vegas.
The consumers, dude, and we keep fucking taking. I've been at least close to a decade. That's what, at least 2 G's? 20 G's I just gave them.
Oh, man. Damn. That pissed me off. I go to the stadium and tear up a seat.
Especially when you're missing the whole day of football on TV, because it's if you're at the Raider game, you're stuck at that game.
Well, nowadays
we got the good games on TV.
You got fucking you're at the Xfinity.
You're at Mount Davis over there.
No, I'm on Road 21.
Oh, wow.
And if you've been to Road 21.
What goes on in Road 21?
Nothing goes on. I mean, no one's in front of you in Road 21. You can sit down the entire game if you choose to. If that's the kind of person you are. And still enjoy the game with everybody in front of you standing up. Because if you fucking sat in Row 20 or 19, you're standing up the whole fucking game.
Is that the black hole?
No, well, I'm kitty corner from the black hole.
Okay.
But it's
I'm running down the goal line. You can see the fucking pigskin cross that.
Do you think they're going to have a black hole in Vegas?
Fuck no,
they're
dude.
Gonna try.
You think Vegas is going to let that shit go on?
I think it's going to be a blonde hole with Mr. Big Chest.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Fucking fuck up.
What do you think, though? I mean, as a Raider fan, to me, Mr. Big Chest, best receiver in the NFL, or at least
Mr. Brown?
Fair argument.
Is that his nickname?
Mr. Big Chest Brown. Big Chest Brown.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He is good. Man, there's no doubt about that.
What other Steeler? Wide receiver?
Juju Smith-Schuster.
And Lynn Schwann's the only people that comes out to my mind. Who else? Ooh,
Mike Wallace. Emmanuel Sanders. Hines Ward.
Ward.
Hines, yeah. Remember when that dumbass cried on TV?
Yeah, I seen a lot of people cry on TV.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah, but he was crying because they lost.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of...
That's kind of, hey.
Yeah.
So did Antonio Brown not play the whole entire season last year?
He didn't play the last game. He caught them.
Yeah.
He is a...
He's a prima donna.
Diva. Yeah.
But do you think if he had played, they would have had advanced and the Super Bowl would have been a little more exciting than...
No, they sucked last year. They suck. Ben sucks. You know what? He wants out. He knows Ben sucks. He's like, fuck this. I called the shots.
The team is old.
He's getting old too, though.
He still hasn't declined. His talent, like he's 30.
Oh,
like
fuck.
31. 30, 31.
Who, Ben?
No.
Oh, Brown? Yeah. I think he's 31.
Yeah, 31 sounds about right. He's in his, you know, he should.
His clock is going to be done in the next two. The Raider, you know what? By the time he gets to Las Vegas, you don't even know his name.
They have to be.
They're going
to
put him on the billboards. They're trying to sell the Raiders, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to have a big chest with a blonde mustache. He's going to be on freaking.
Put his face on a slot machine. Lucky if you get this one, motherfucker. Yeah.
No money on it.
Yeah.
Big Chest Brown hauling ass getting paid.
Yeah. Put your dollar in here because you ain't getting it back.
Wait, did he sign him 1 year?
4 years.
Four years.
They extended him too.
Wow.
He got paid.
Oh,
Chucky wanted him.
Chucky wanted him.
Hey, man. So, Shorty's coming to town Thursday. And I saw
Murray.
I tell you, man, they said this is right. Heard him talk about it today because this is another thing. Since I'm working at that house, man, for a week and a half, man, I didn't know what was going on in the sports world, man. So I watched it this morning. They're talking about the draft. Shorty's gonna either have two things on his helmet. He's either gonna have a fucking bird on one side, or he's going to have that fucking pirate on the inside.
Oh, that'd be sick.
You think the Raiders going to
be... I'll tell you.
Ricky, I mean, why are you going to let go?
Because he doesn't... You know why he doesn't want...
Already proving their talent.
He don't want Carr, dude.
Not Carr. I'm talking about Cooper. Or...
Cooper ain't there.
Mac. Especially Mac. Why didn't they let those rookies go? Or, you know...
First
round pick. I mean, you've already got a proven fucking defensive player.
You're still mad about Mac?
Yeah.
And Cooper? But you got Brown.
You got Brown now. You actually got a better...
It's kind of a pretty good plus.
I kind of like Mac a lot. You could have stuck with Mac. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that dude is fucking... He's pretty
that
young.
Was
and
stupid.
Young and he's raw right now. And you can't keep that up for that much longer. Well, he's not going to ask for that much, right?
They got two first-round picks for him. Damn. And they didn't have to pay him $100 million. You know? Maybe you didn't want to pay $100 million because you get a younger guy in this year's draft that might be just like Mac. There's a lot of good players this draft.
He said there's a lot of good defense guys.
Really?
There's a lot of good receivers in this draft. This guy named Hakeem Butler, he's 6'6". He's like freaking... Super freaking fast ass dude. He's freaking sick.
So that dude the A's could not pick up is already drafted. He's not a part of this draft.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
He might go first pick to Arizona, but I say fake news.
I think he's going to Oakland. They were saying that Gruden pulled all of his people out of that fucking combine last week. They're saying he's 5'10".
With shoes on, he was 5'10" at the combine. Cleats.
Football cleats.
He didn't run, though.
No. He's fast. If you can't see what he's done.
He'll probably run a 4.3.
know, he's fast.
He runs like Vic, dude, and he could throw. Oh, fuck.
But.
He's 5'8".
He's closer
to.
Doug Flutie.
I think Doug Flutie was right around like 5'8". Doug Flutie wasn't 6 foot. He was
shorty.
He was. I think Doug Flutie might have been around 5'10".
Yeah. He went to the comedy. He listed at 5'10", so we're giving a little hard time about it, but we know he's. But dude, he can chuck it. Like Mahomes,
so he can run like Michael Vick, or is he a fucking quarterback?
He's a quarterback.
He wants to be a quarterback. Not what? So would he be a better center fielder? So that's what he was going to be, a center fielder.
A hybrid player, like a.
He's like Mahomes.
Ohtani. In baseball, I'm talking baseball.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Shohei Ohtani.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
The Angels, fucking pitcher.
Still don't know.
Slash.
I know who you...
Hitter.
Yeah. That fucking... all he hits is home runs.
Yeah. But he's a pitcher, though.
But he's a pitcher. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's a dual guy. He's a dual player.
He's been around, right?
No.
Well, he's still... You know what he... Yeah. He's not... I don't consider him... He's a dual player because he's a pitcher. Dual to be a switch player. Hitter.
Dual position.
Or not a switch hitter, but...
Dual position.
Yeah. I mean, if he played for the Dodgers, he wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
Is his name?
You know, it's the American... Yeah.
Ohtani, huh?
So he's a big motherfucker, too, man.
So then players like that with dual positions, they get paid more?
They should.
They should, but they don't. Fuck, look at Bo Jackson.
Well, yeah, dual
I sports. Play fucking football like, and baseball.
Yeah, there's two different animals.
Hey, you
there.
Get what you deserve.
You know,
fucking shit end of the stick on that one.
You know, fuck, 295.
Now the basketball players make. There's only 5 guys in the court. And they got a big pie with TV deals per guy. Baseball guys have a whole fucking thing. But they're pretty close, you know? But you like Nolan Ryan? All-time favorite pitcher?
Yeah.
Cards from Nolan Ryan?
I don't. I didn't keep, because I didn't have an autograph. And his autograph is pretty, I don't know. It's better than Pete Rose.
Really? Yeah, you take Nolan Ryan or Pete Rose's autograph, Tom?
Oh, my God. Come on. Pete Rose only costs $20. Go down to Vegas. He's sitting right there handing out autographs for $20.
Pete Rose.
But he was a bad motherfucker betting on games.
Yeah. I can't hate him on that stuff.
I heard Michael Jordan was doing that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I heard. And they just gave him the Michael Jordan treatment.
But Michael.
You know, he didn't really say much about it.
But Michael, you know, listen to this, though, man. Michael Jordan. Is sort of in the Hall of Fame.
By himself?
He's the current of our generation.
Okay. Give me.
Yeah, no shit.
He started something someone could not guard.
Hey, give me your all-time Mount Rushmore NBA players of all time.
Me? The first person I put on there would be Jerry West.
Jerry West. And then who's another one?
Oh, man. Fuck, man. Who would it be? Would it
maybe
be
Michael Jordan? He's got to be on
there. Oh, well, he'd be on there.
Okay, so that's two.
Okay, there's two.
Kareem?
Either.
Who's the guy that scored 100 points?
Oh, man.
He's on the Warriors?
Oh, fuck, he played with the... I saw him at the Harlem Globetrotters.
What's his name?
Will Chamberlain.
He's on Mount Rushmore?
Then you got Bill Russell, though, too. Look at that, so you know.
You can only have one.
Are those four people you just said, which one would you put on there? Russell?
No.
Chamberlain.
But I don't know shit.
Kareem?
He scored 100 points in one game. It was dominant.
Right. Oh. I couldn't say that because it wasn't in my era.
Yeah.
Go through what I'm going through now.
But I know Jordan's better than LeBron.
Oh, Jordan would definitely be on there, man.
See, I was going to say Michael James as...
Michael James?
Yeah, Michael James.
Who's that?
Michael James. Michael Jordan and James. LeBron James.
Nah.
You don't know.
Nah.
And Curry. So that's my three trifecta
right
there.
But that's okay.
Trifecta.
You ain't going to have many people come to your Mount Rushmore. You'd be standing there looking at that motherfucker by yourself.
What about baseball players?
Think now.
Pitcher?
anybody.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan up there.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth up there.
Who else? I can't.
Barry Bonds. I give a shit what anybody says. He was the greatest fucking player of all fucking time. Whether he was on the juice or not, he was better than everybody around him. Mm-hmm. And he always was at all times of his career. So you don't think
like his attitude.
Whatever, he was still the best. Yeah. I mean,
he was great at what he did.
I mean,
he was. You know, you just said it, Bowie. He was great at what he did.
And got better when he pushed
and
his
40s. And well, fuck yeah, man! I made the bat lighter.
Hit the ball or make contact with that ball.
But they can make you perform. But when you're 39.
But you know what though? I wouldn't know what. I mean, I'm sure if. Hey, after you did that fucking line, you thought you could walk on water. After you pulled that needle out of your ass.
I'm not intrigued with
coaches. I'm using as an example. After you stick that needle in your ass and pull it out, fuck. Hey, you could have a fucking tank out there shooting the ball down here. And I'm going to hit that motherfucker over the fence. And hey, you got to change your attitude.
Violence is cool in sports. I mean, in a you baseball game.
Sharks made it.
They're tonight.
Game seven.
Tonight.
Fucking against Vegas.
You know who's favored?
It's got to be Vegas.
I don't know, man. I
who's
think fit? It's pretty close.
The Vegas. It's Vegas.
It's in San Jose.
It's in San Jose.
No, it can't
yeah,
be.
It
is. They just played
no,
Vegas,
no,
right?
Dude. No, it's there tonight. It's 7 o'clock. Game 7 o'clock, Bowie.
Let's go watch that game.
I'm in.
Let's go.
Game 7, Tom.
Oh, no, dude. I'm let's gonna... Go. I, oh, to the Bleeder game?
Seats? Yeah.
They're 500 a ticket.
Bleeder seat?
Oh, I bet you more than that. This is the last game.
For all of us or nothing.
Fuck it, a piece.
No, fuck that. I ain't spending 500.
Oh, Bowie, man, this is their last game.
Yeah.
I bet you could go there tonight with a bleeder seat. And if you come in out for me $500, I'd have to make you bleed.
Why do they sell tickets? They go, I need tickets. Well, motherfucker, if you need tickets, why are you asking me? For if you want me to buy it from you, if you need them, it's like
it's a scam, right, Tom?
Oh man, it is.
They're trying to detour the cops from because it's illegal, right? That's why.
Oh, it is illegal. It's illegal to sell anything on in their
premises.
But
how obvious are you fucking being? You're standing out there,
tickets.
And everyone there. You don't think a cop's gonna know?
Boy, I'm gonna sit this right there, okay? It's. But yeah, I bet you the nosebleed seats there tonight are close to $1,000.
Come on.
Those tickets that you and I had, 500?
That's what I heard. I got a Warriors ticket in L.A.
The tickets we had were probably 100,
1,000. 140, but 160 after taxes. After they charge you a fucking fee, dude.
And they charge the buyer and the seller. It's a good deal for them.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to buy 140. Fucking... $20 more each ticket, that's $80 for a family extra that wasn't disclosed when you advertised it. And then when you sealed the deal, it's like, oh,
yeah, you didn't read the frying pan.
And if you didn't get it right away, the tickets were selling like hotcakes. So we're going up higher. I was like, fuck, dude.
Hey, you ever go to a hockey game?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Oh, man, boy, I'll tell you.
I would love to go. I'll buy you beers all night just to have you talk shit.
Hey.
I would buy front row fucking seats to have you fucking talk
tonight,
shit,
let's go.
Dude.
Look them up.
I don't have that much
nah.
I'm not spending it on a Mustang.
Hey,
I would.
Listen to this, though.
Fuck, Tom.
He got tickets, and he called me and said, yeah, you want to go? I didn't want to go, but then I did go. And, oh, my God, you're on Blue Line. Dude, I swear to God, Bowie, man, oh, shit, man.
What row are you?
It was 114, 20 rows. I think it was 114,
rows,
something like that.
Section
the 114,
second. Row 20.
You know?
That's not bad.
On the end, too, so you don't
think dude, you're looking right there, man. I mean, and what was cool was, because the side we are, you're looking at the Sharks. You know, they're, you know, guys where they all sit. And the visiting team is
the
on their side.
Goes into your seats. Do you get to keep it, or can you?
Hell yeah, you can keep it.
You should.
What, are they gonna go chase down each puck?
They're gonna do that in a basketball game.
Well, that's kind of hard to take out.
Yeah, puck can fit in my pocket. I don't know about basketball.
It'd be easy. Just close your mouth. Pull it out. The dentist pull it out for you.
That's happened before.
Hey, but dude, man, they get roughed up in the playoff times. They don't fuck around. There's been fights. There's been a million fights in this series.
Who's the enforcer for the Sharks?
You don't think the Sharks have one?
Oh, man. Hey, 88.
You don't think the Sharks have one? They need one against them, the Golden Knights.
Dude, Vegas? You're playing against Vegas, dude?
I'll tell you, that Goldie for the Sharks that night, he played his ass off. Mm-hmm. He played his ass off.
Holy
man.
Fuck, dude. I couldn't believe it.
Dude, and the refs were letting him play, man. Yeah, even those guys were saying
all of a sudden, they called it.
That's what the guy...
It's over for the Sharks. It's fucking over.
That's what the guy says. He says, they haven't called that shit all fucking night.
Yeah.
And now they do this to the Sharks?
What did he do?
I don't know.
It wasn't a stick. Right.
I don't know what he's. I don't know the rules, man.
It was hella stupid.
There's only one rule.
I just know that wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
This guy just fucking took his stick through his face.
Oh, man.
A lot of sticks hit the face.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you, man. He shot that fucking puck. I don't know which one it was. You know what guy it was. And it hit that fucking dude, man, went down, man. That thing's like taking a bullet, I bet. You know, fuck. Would you really do get hit by the fucking puck or the fucking pitcher?
And the Goldie, too, huh?
Oh, man.
Pick your poison.
That pitcher's going to throw that fucking curveball and hit you right in the fucking face.
If you did go to tonight's game,
what is your
that'd be one hell of a game.
300 is my max.
All right, I'm in.
I'm not gonna go. Nah, dude.
What if I can get front row seats?
Nah, that's cool, dude. If you can get that,
I'll pay your half. You pay three.
Paying nothing.
No,
he'll pick up your half.
Just get two tickets.
Just get two tickets, dude. Me honest. Too. Yeah, if you two can go, go.
Seven. I don't have no shark gears. I don't care. I'm going.
They'll give you a beer when you buy a beer.
Yeah.
They should give you like a playoff shirt, right? Or something? Or
there might be. Bag. They might. I bet there is. Because all of them.
It's going to be the roughest fucking game you ever seen.
Oh, dude, it's incredible.
How much are they, Bowie?
I don't know. I'm going on it right now. You're fucking.
If you've never. Bowie, I'll tell you what. Especially, this would probably be out of any game to ever go to.
Game fucking seven.
This is the best. Because what rules there tonight?
Fucking.
What rules there tonight?
Tell them what
rule. Five. There is no rule.
For real.
They were playing 3-on-3 throughout the series. Hey, I just tell you this.
If you think you need to hit that motherfucker, you make sure when you hit him, that motherfucker doesn't get up until fucking Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
And that's that how starts. And that's right? How we play.
All right, let's go. I don't want the app.
You buy it right now.
Yeah, that game's going to be violent.
It is going to be a violent game.
Yeah.
Is it today?
Yeah, it is. Today? It's today, dude. It's tonight. 7 o'clock.
It better be tonight. Tom, you're going to watch it, huh?
I'm not going to watch all of it.
But you might sneak on
it. I'll take a peek every now and then.
If they're roughing it up, you might keep it on the channel. We'll see if they can.
You know.
Why does it say to be determined? SAP Center.
I know.
Is it the SAP Center?
I don't know where we went to.
Yeah, SAP is in San Jose, right?
Oh, yeah. It used to be the HP Pavilion.
Tom, you don't want to go?
He ain't going. He promised.
I promise you, dude.
That came all the way over here.
I know, dude.
Are we going, Bowie?
Yeah, you guys going.
Hey, are we going, Bowie?
I'm going to look for you.
Are we going?
Yeah, I'm looking. Hold on. What price range?
300.
If it's like 306, we're gonna fucking go on it. 301. 290. I don't have 300. 295. 301.
What about the cheaper ones? What about just a little bit higher?
Right now it says 101.
Let's go to that one. Just to get in.
Just to get in.
There you go. You can always walk around.
$82.
No.
Yeah, two tickets.
You might as well buy it right now.
$83.52. Fuck yeah. You buy it, I can cash you out.
I already cashed you out.
Oh, fuck. All right.
All right, well,
hold on. You gotta help me, dude.
You already did this.
No, my old lady, dude. What do you think I have?
Hey,
other I gotta call for? My old lady too.
You and if you guys were smart, you
call him first.
Call him on the way down there.
Perfect answer, bro.
Well,
is that today, some good wisdom?
We're gonna come back from the game. It's gonna be me and Bowie, and we're taking an Uber because we're gonna get